Quincy Ward 5 Councillor Chuck Phelan is joining us for a virtual chat because we can't be in person like most folks working remotely. But I thought this would be a great opportunity, Chuck, to chat a little bit about what's going on in your personal life during this crisis and during in the Ward 5 section of Quincy, too. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I guess even with what we have, there's still some little issues coming up. I don't think they ever go away, even during this time. I think some of it's a little interesting, our response, because on certain things, you know, city workers aren't going out to the houses and stuff like that. So we have to get creative and do a lot of things online and on by the telephone, which having different people called and stuff like that. So it's, it's certainly living in different times. And, you know, I go out for a walk every day. I walk around the area. I get to see a lot. Recently, they shut down the beach. They put cones all along Wallace Beach, something I've never thought I saw in my lifetime. I want to see people doing the social distancing. I think that's the only way we're going to get through this. And if you don't have to be out, don't be out. But if you're out, one of the things I'm finding is as they shut down all those parking spaces, all the spaces on the streets filling up. So that's something I've got to work with the traffic and parking to see if we can come up with some solution to that. But right now, you're starting to have a lot of cars parking on the side streets, which kind of defeats the purpose of what we're trying to do. I think if we want to get back to normal like everyone does, we have to listen to what the governor, the mayor, and all the public officials are saying. We have to do social distancing. We have to, if you don't have to go out, stay home. It's an unfortunate time we're in, but that's the only way we're going to get through this and get past the curve. There will be a light at the end of the tunnel. Just look at the state of Washington. Things are starting to go the other way. They hit their spike. They're going the other way. They've been giving out the ventilators to other states. So I think that we just have to keep doing that. Like tonight, we're going to be practicing social distancing by having a city council meeting, but on video, kind of like what we're doing now. We'll be doing the same thing, very similar, to go over a couple of small issues that are out there. And, there's an interesting resolve by Ward 2 Councilor Brad Kroll, asking him to look at the budgeting forecast, because we now have to take a look at what is this going to have done to all these businesses. I look at so many businesses that shut it down, that aren't even open. Are they going to bounce right back up? Hopefully with a lot of the stimulus, they will, but we can't tell. The last couple of times we've had these big dips in the economy and lots of people laid off, it's taken a year or two for it to bounce back. It doesn't just bounce back right away. We get there, and then when it goes down, it goes up a lot slower. It goes down a lot slower than it goes back up. It just doesn't go back right. So I think one of the things we'll be talking about tonight is looking at the budget, which is due 1st of May. Maybe that might be extended out. I think we might find out with the state. But that's going to be a big issue that we're going to have to start dealing with very shortly. Sure. And then we're going to find out some of the fallouts. We're going to actually start. I'm sure there's going to be need for more appropriations to help our first responders, a lot of our people that we have out on the front lines. We have to be prepared to do that kind of stuff. So it's just it's going to be an interesting couple of months. I think the real interesting stuff is going to happen after we get through the curve, which we will. We'll get through this. And then where we're going to be in like May and June, depending on when we start to get back to normal.
Yeah. How has this affected your personal life at home? You know, what's
personal life? Well, I believe my daughter just got out of 14 days of quarantine.
Oh, really?
I believe she had the COVID. But in her age group, they weren't going to test her, just to contact with the doctor. She has her own apartment, and she basically quarantined for 14 days. Spent days dropping off groceries and stuff like that, leaving them at the door and knocking at the door.
Yeah.
Wait until I leave, and then she would pick them up. And So, you know, we've gone through that. I have a niece that is also a nurse in Milton, and she was tested positive.
Oh.
So she's been quarantined. She's back to work. So it's, you know, I think it's one thing that we can all do with our neighbors. If you have neighbors that need help, you know, help buy them some groceries, bring them a, you know, bring them a dinner or something like that. See, and you know, unfortunately, last Saturday night we did a house party, but no one was over our house. So obviously, we did it with about four or five other households, and we just had a house party on virtual like this.
Yeah,
it's just very, very different times. Personally, I'm holding up fine. I really feel sorry for people who are in the position who had small businesses, great small businesses. A lot of them I know very well around Cindy, and they're in a little bit of trouble. So, you know, anyone who can, if you can, the mayor has set up a fund for that. I think if anyone can throw a few dollars their way, it's a good idea, because it's the money's totally not going to go anywhere but to people who need it. So it's the Quincy Foundation, which they're now taking donations. So that, I mean, you know, that's kind of what we can do right now until we can get back out and get going again. It's kind of restricted to what you can and can't do.
Yeah. What our folks in Ward 5 telling you, you know, what are they doing? What are they not doing? What would they like to do?
I walk around the streets and I see very few people out. I see some people walking, and I keep a good social distance from them. We wait together, chat a little bit. So I've had some conversations with a lot of people, and they're all just hunkering down. They're all just, with the exception of going out for the walk, and you know, sometimes. Early in this, we had a problem down at the basketball courts down in Marymount. Called the mayor. I said, it's like tons of kids all hanging around. And you know, the next day, the mayor had the park department zip tie all the basketball hoops. It's unfortunate because normally we want to encourage people to go do that kind of activity.
Right.
And make it a constructive activity. But right now, it's just you too many people will just start congregating. And that's the only way you're going to get through this is by doing what you need to do.
Yeah.
You know, social distancing, you know, hunkering down at home. If you go out for a walk, you go out for a walk. But, you know, now the president is suggesting we wear face covers.
Mm-hmm.
I was out to drive my wife to work because, unfortunately, that business is still working and actually getting very busy. So, they're not doing the calls like they would, like you have visiting hours and funerals and all that. A lot of it is just services that they pay.
I see.
Less than 10 people. So it's spread out apart. So you can't. So sometimes there is a problem with some families. They don't have a chance to grieve. You can't, you know, as somebody who's in elected office, I immediately want to go to the wake, go to the funeral.
Of course. Yeah.
And now you just can't. So it's, you know, it's part of the times we're living in. It's one of these times that, you know, is a lot once. Hopefully, is a once in a lifetime time.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I know that you were frequently holding your office hours at City Hall. Obviously, can't do that right now, but you're hoping to get back to that, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know. Let's see. Everything's closed down till May 4th. So, at that point, we'll reevaluate it. Unfortunately, the doctor said, it's the virus's time. It's not our time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what will determine it. If people continue to do the social distancing, continue to do the stay at home and not going out necessarily, hopefully we can start to see that curve flatten. It's, you know, you can see the light. You look at what's happening in Washington. Now they're starting to go down the other way. So it's important. And there's all, but do you want to just get right out? Also, it could be spike again. You know, it's just some trying times. The good news is, I think the city is responsive. The city is good. I see a lot of city employees still going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to City Hall usually, where I used to go every day. Right. I actually do more phone calls and emails. And every department I've called, I've got a call back. People are out there doing the job. Even in these difficult times. So that's, you know, and there are a lot of other people that go out. First responders, I think, are doing a fabulous job. Health department, you can't say enough about.
Yeah.
Jones, she's a real professional. She really knows what she's doing. And it's great to have her there. She was a public health nurse for years in Quincy. She's just a tremendous asset down there. And then you got Booster Ambulance going out all the sometimes don't think of them, but they're a contractor in the city, and they're doing a great job. Plus police and fire. We have water leaks. There's still water leaks that happen, and DPW still goes out far.
Yep.
Oh, I think, the good news is the city is responding appropriately the way they should, and a lot of city employees are stepping up and doing the job they need to do. So, at this time, I guess all we can think about is getting through this. Mm-hmm. Making sure our people have whatever they need. Mayor has whatever he needs, and as a city council, I'll be there to make sure that stuff gets to the people who need it. But then we're going to have to switch hats after this and have to put a budget together, because the city does go on the next fiscal year.
Right.
So we have to respond and be ready to make that stuff work. It's going to be the 2021 budget. It's the next budget, and we're going to have to start reviewing it and start going through it. If we have to, we'll still do it. We'll do it like we're doing our meeting right now. That's how we'll do it. But I urge people just to take it seriously.
Yeah.
To do so we can flatten out this curve and get back to normal.
Yeah. As you're aware, of course, on the agenda tonight is the $680,000 for some drainage work around the Beechwood Knoll, Benno Street area. So that is still going on.
Yeah. And this is money that's coming from the sewer. The sewer and drainage rehabilitation fund. This is repairs people down here who get flooded have been looking for a long time.
Right.
So we're not taking out of the tax rate or anything like that. These are fees paid for when people pull building permits here in the city. And it's made for taking care of sewer water drain. That's what it's there for.
Yep.
So I didn't want to bring a whole lot up, but we're looking maybe a month out or so. We're going to be back. We're going to be starting to get back to normal, and these projects need to get done and need to get done over the summer. So I'm hoping that things go. And so we still got a plan. There's still going to be, the next month, the month after. And sometimes you watch TV and you see the dire news and everything like that. But we're going to get back to normal. And part of it is making sure our infrastructure is secure and safe.
Yeah, the mayor actually mentioned that this is an opportunity to do some work that might normally not get done either in the schools or on the roads. It's a lot easier, with fewer people around.
Yeah, there's not. I mean, if you drive through traffic, there's hardly any traffic. You don't see any traffic, and so you're not worried about driving around and doing stuff like that. So it's good. Oops, my son just walked in.
How's it going, sir?
This little insight into people's personal lives by these videos.
We're in a home office, and my son's going to college right now. He's doing his courses online. So
sure.
He's out still working.
Yeah, starting today, actually, the Quincy Public Schools are having online curriculum as well. They're really trying to put a formal program together to give the kids some structure.
Sure. I think that's needed. I mean, my youngest just walked in, but I can't imagine being a parent at home with the kids hanging around. And I think that's a constructive way to spend your time, to actually work on schoolwork, to keep them engaged in the learning process.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
I give kudos.
Nice to see you.
I give kudos. I don't think you realize they're on TV.
He will when it goes on Channel 8.
But, yeah, I think it's a good thing. And I applaud the superintendent's team and the teachers. They're showing a lot of dedication. A lot of people who work for the city are showing a lot of good dedication, showing up to work, still working, and still making sure the process goes on.
Sure. For folks who would like to reach out to you, Chuck, what are some good ways to do that?
Probably the best way is right on quincyma.gov. My email is chuckphelan@quincyma.gov. It's all one word, chuckphelan@quincyma.gov. So you can reach me by phone at 617-376-1355 for the word five. We got the fives at the end. Those go right. The calls go to my cell phone, and obviously I pick these right up on my PC at home. So
yep. You can
always get in touch with me. I live at 298 Fennel Street in Wallace, Mass. 02170 if you want to do an old-time letter, which I have received a couple of those.
Have you really? Yeah.
I do get letters now and then. By quincyma.gov, you can just look up under council information. It has our information. You can just click on it. It will take you right like to drop it off my site. And then, you know, when we do get through this, I will be rescheduling office hours. I committed to do that when after I got elected. Mm-hmm. I'll be putting out a new schedule, obviously. I don't foresee doing anything in May. I think those are just not April. I mean, in May, we'll have to stop and see what's going on, obviously. Right. Office hours to me is important to be in touch with my constituents, but I also don't want to put anyone in danger.
Right, obviously, yep.
You know, you always feel free to email me, call me. I'm around the house now, so people are going, oh, you answer this pretty quick. You know, not a lot to do.
That's right.
I can only watch Netflix for so long.
Oh, gosh, I know. You should be watching QATV, of course.
Yeah, I do that in the morning. I watch your AM show.
Oh, okay.
I have that on all the time. But you can only watch so much of that.
I totally get it. Have you been in touch with your other colleagues on the council?
Yeah, you know, I've had a couple of calls. And, you know, we're all going through pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
The one thing about this is affecting everybody. There's no one this is not affecting. When we had a meet to do some emergency money for the city council, I think Ward 6 council, which was last week, Ward 6 council, Bill Harris had the flu. He actually just had the flu because he had been tested. So, I mean, you know, we're all living through the same thing, all the councils. And,
yeah,
of course, we were on the phone with each other because we have, obviously, this meeting going on, which is different because you're actually meeting. And as you see, we're on the tile. You're on this big tile, and there's one. And so you got to wait. I think the thing is you got to raise your hand and wait a little bit before
you
talk. And that kind of, you know, that's kind of different. We're not used to that. And I think I prefer having live people in the audience. I know some people don't, but I like the crowd. I like having people around, getting different opinions and stuff like that. So it's kind of weird. I'm sitting in my home office and I'm like, oh, okay. Last time we had the meeting, somebody came to my front door. And we're ringing the doorbell, and they kept ringing and ringing and ringing. So I finally had to go, excuse me. That can be a little different when you're at home and stuff like that. Life happens. I guess it's life happens. That's what it is.
People's pets walking by the cameras and things like that. Yeah, it's a different world right now for sure. That is for sure. We will have the meeting here on QATV live, channel 9 as well for folks to watch.
So, you know, we just keep going and, you know, the city's going to keep functioning. Everything's running. I mean, you know, it's running a little differently, you know. You can't go into City Hall, but you can pay your bills online. You can mail them in. You can do any of that stuff. That's all still available.
Yeah, a lot of the deadlines have been extended, which is
extended, which, yeah. You know, I don't know. Let's see if we all get back to work. Maybe we might have to extend it again. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, those are just, it's part of living in these times. I mean, the Ledger had an interesting article on both the polio and the Spanish flu. Those are two pandemics. The one in the 50s, one back in 1918.
Yep.
We're kind of going through the same thing right now.
Yeah.
It's something that's kind of hit every few years. I know when I used to be on the Homeland Security, GWASI, I actually went to a two-day-long conference on a pandemic.
Is that right?
So when I'm seeing that stuff, my wife goes, oh, they're going to be shutting this down. He goes, how do you know that? I said, it's protocol. So when you see the governor doing stuff, a lot of this stuff has been around for a few years, and there's been a protocol to it. That's what they said they were going to, you know, they'll do this, they'll do that.
Yeah.
No, it's just surreal because I never thought I'd be living through it.
Well, because most people alive today have never lived through something like this, you know, to this magnitude anyway.
Because I was born in 57, and that was right before that, the beginning of the year, they found the vaccine, they started giving out the vaccine for polio, so that kind of ended it. So I kind of missed it by about 7 months, which, thank God.
Right.
But I missed it by a few months. You know, it's like, and that was really the last time there was something like this.
Yeah.
Most people alive today haven't lived through something like that.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Anything else, Chuck, we think you should let folks know about right now?
No, just everyone stay safe. Everyone stay safe. Say a prayer, whatever faith you are. You know, this is the time to say some prayers. It's coming up to Passover. We're also coming up to Holy Week. And this is a time to ask God's mercy and protect our nurses, our doctors, our first responders, all the people who are out on the line, and even the grocery people. I think they have to go to work every day to be able to eat. And I thank everyone. I thank the city workers particularly who have gone to work every day during this thing. They have to come home to the family, you know, the kids and everything. So just say a prayer. Whatever faith you are, just pray, and through God's willing, we'll get through this.
Well, I appreciate your time here, and hopefully we're able to get the word out to folks here in the city.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay.